Wednesday. Head coach Stuart Gray is with us live on the programme. Well, Stuart, it was all going brilliantly, wasn't it, in the first 8 or 9 minutes or so of the game. I'm sure you were thinking you might be able to rack up a big scoreline at that stage.
Well, we said to the players after the win against Bournemouth, and we knew we were mathematically safe, his last thing we wanted to do was people to accuse the players that they've got the flip-flops on, they're on the beach. We had three important games to go. We could affect what's going on down at the bottom of the Championship. So to start the way we started, to score two fantastic goals, but then we just maybe just tried complicating things, people running with the ball instead of passing the ball, misplaced passes. I'm so disappointed that we've ended up conceding three goals again, and I don't think Kirky's had a save to make, and he's picked the ball at the back of the net three times.
And they all came from quite big errors, didn't they, in the build-up to those goals?
Well, they played to the strengths. They got the ball forward to the boys Ordell, who caused us a problem, but we've given the opposition the possession far too easily. And then what we haven't defended. We can't affect what's going on 60 yards away. My centre-halves have then got to affect in and around them. Suddenly it became a foot race and the boys getting through. So I'm just disappointed to think that, like you say, that to go 2-0 with two great goals, two fantastically well-taken goals, and then thinking, you know, we can build on it, and suddenly I'm now talking to you about 3 points lost.
You've had obviously a great run. The team are safe. If the season finished now, I think it'd be the highest position for Wednesday since about 2007, something like that. But how concerned are you with the volume of goals that the team have all of a sudden started to concede?
Very much so. The squad's stretched to its full. When you've got the likes of Leuvens out injured, that's not going to help you. But my first and foremost thoughts was that, look, we've got 9 points still left to play for. And the last thing I wanted was people accusing the players that they've downed tools and they've got the flip-flops on. First 7-8 minutes, it just shows that we were at it. But then individual errors, and then our final touch of a ball, whether it be the cross or a shot at the end, was just so, so disappointing.
Because that's when maybe those accusations could come in, couldn't it? That, well, there's been this almost mental downing of tools. We're 2-0 up, here we are, coasting, and before you know it, you're 3-2 down.
Well, all I would say is that we started so brightly, so there wasn't that mental thought process. I've got to thank the players and credit to the players that when I first took over, we'd only won one in 18, we're 6 points adrift, and we've done ever so well to get to where we are, but last thing we want to do is let the season fizzle out with a performance like we have just had.
Antonio, what happened to him?
I just brought him off for tactical reasons. Yeah.
Right, because it wasn't his day, really, was it?
No, sometimes it's not his day. And unfortunately, Leon Palmer's tweaked his groin, so we had to change Leon Palmer. But at the end of the day, like I said to the players, is if you're not having the best of days, just keep it simple. Get it and give it to a blue and white shirt. It's as simple as that. Mm.
So how did Antonio react to that? Did he accept? Because there was this idea that he got a whack earlier than that, so there's no injury involved.
I think he got a bit of a knock, but no, at the end of the day, Antonio's not to blame for the third goal as well. We've given possession away far too easily. I think they haven't had any good play to open us up. Everything's been self-inflicted, whether it would be either running with the ball or a short pass or a square pass or a poor pass, and they've punished us.
It's the first time we've had to speak since Friday. Has Buxton had a scan yet? Do you know what the remainder of the season holds for him?
No, Buxton's not had a scan at the moment, but he won't play again this season.
That's a shame, because he's been tremendously consistent.
Yeah, he has, and same with Liam Palmer. He's a worry as well, because he's had to come off with a groin injury, so we've had to put Kieran Lee right back. Lewis is a medial ligament, but we just seem to be having a season where the treatment room is absolutely full, bursting at the seams. But one thing I did say to the players there, they've got their opportunity, they've got the shirt, they've got to keep the shirt. To the second half again, when we got into some good areas, our final ball at times was so, so disappointing. Mm.
I must ask then, to Glenn Leuvens, because there was a slight thought that he might be back today. What's the likelihood of him playing again this season? I know there's a couple of games left.
Yeah, I think he's got a bit of a hamstring problem. We think it's nerve related, so I think he's going to be having an injection in his back tomorrow, with a view to hopefully training on Thursday, with a view to being able to play on Saturday.
Just as you are watching what you are seeing now, are thoughts crystallising in your mind as to what you're going to do with the squad in the summer? Because obviously you've got out-of-contract players, some of which you've already sorted out anyway. But are players giving you different ideas right now, as some maybe raising in your expectations or perhaps lowering in your thoughts for the summer?
No, I'm clear in my own mind what I want to do, how I want to take the club forward. It's a case of I've not had an opportunity to sit down with the chairman and discuss taking the club forward regarding recruitment and re-signing players. But the most important thing is, like I say, is that the players deserve some credit from where we came from when I first took over. But that's the nature of the beast. Players will move on, and we wish them all the best when they do move on. But like I say, I need to speak to the chairman and sort out what's available, as in the market that we're going to be dealing in as well.
So I suppose that, just the final point then, because the Lavery and the Palmer deals was almost done and then we knew about it. Has anything else progressed with anybody else to a significant point at this stage, or will it all be done after the season now?
No, what we said was we're mathematically safe, which happened at Bournemouth, but we obviously had the game today, so I've not had an opportunity to sit down with the chairman. But the players will be the first to find out who's staying and who's going. I'm just hugely disappointed with the opportunity we've had today to get another 3 points. And you've just said earlier that it's the highest position we've finished. I just wanted to get up that league and get into the top half. And we got another difficult game against a Bolton side where I'm going to need players with character, because the fans have every right to boo the players off, because they're disappointed going 2-0 up after 7 or 8 minutes and then not seeing the game out. Like I said to the players, look, there's another 78 minutes to play.
It's game management thing again, isn't it? Just because you highlighted it before, and well, it's become apparent again today.
Well, I keep saying the ball never gets tired. We have been passing and moving the ball around pretty well, but which we did at Bournemouth. But suddenly we went 2-0 up, and everybody started running with the ball, getting caught in possession. Suddenly they're turning over the possession. Suddenly one ball they're in on us, and I don't even think we could enjoy the second goal, because I think it was probably within 30 seconds or a minute that they've got a goal back. So suddenly they put pressure on, and they're a side that's fighting to stay in the Championship. Last thing I wanted was the players to leave themselves open for the fans to say, like I said, that they've got the flip-flops on, they're on the beach. Well, first 8 minutes proved that it wasn't the case.
Some travel news, just break.
First two questions will be asked by the talks parties.
Okay. Right. Stuart, an incredibly frustrating afternoon after the perfect start. What's your overall assessment?
Well, we've got back to the Bournemouth game.